Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we humble our hearts. We ask for mercy, Lord, and we ask for grace. Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. Anything that is not right, Lord, anything in our heart that should not be there, forgive us, Lord, and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will visit us during this broadcast, Lord. Let your presence be felt over the airwaves, Lord, to every listener. Touch their hearts and their minds. Oh, my God, move in miraculous ways and work wonders, Lord. Touch somebody's body today who's feeling sick, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, you're able to heal. And we ask you to raise them up, my God. Move by your power right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to send forth your word, to speak to our hearts, to minister unto us, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord God. Move in miraculous ways, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you will remember the bereaved families, that you will touch, that you will give comfort and consolation those who are not saved. We pray, Lord, that you will save their souls. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and give somebody a little more time to repent. Give somebody a chance to make amends and return unto you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you are the God of a second chance, and we are looking unto you. We are depending on you, Lord. We need you right now. We need your help, Lord God. Manifest your powers, oh God, in the midst of us. In the name of Jesus, cover us under your blood, Lord Jesus. Give us your protection day and night. Oh, Lord, because iniquity is abounding, and the love of many has already waxed cold. Oh, my God, please keep us and preserve us, Lord. Help us to love. Oh, my God, don't let our love wax cold, but help us to love even our enemies. We pray for them today, God, that you will bless them. Oh, Lord, that you will have mercy upon them and that you will save them, Lord Jesus. Move right now as we pray this prayer, Lord, and please remember those who are incarcerated. Oh, God, visit them in the cell that they're in. Lord God, make your presence known unto them. Oh, Lord God, manifest your powers in the midst, Lord Jesus, and save, Lord God. Deliver and make whole in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. We're looking unto you, and we're depending on you, Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. We pray, God, that you will have your way and that your will be done throughout this broadcast today. We believe it, oh God, and we count it as done, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for everything you've already done, Lord, and for what you're doing right now and for what you're going to do. We give you praise, Lord. We lift you up, and we magnify your holy name. We thank you, oh God. We ask that you accept our prayer, all of these blessings we ask, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, and God bless you all if you're just tuning in. You are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we'll be reading our opening scripture. It's taken from the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 124th number Psalm, beginning with verse 1. It reads, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." Thank God for reading His word, the 124th number from the first to the eighth verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319 527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can mail address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, feel free to give us a call on our guest line, 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nadel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There is also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. Also every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 1827631. And Minister Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls who are on our prayer list. We want to keep the Brief Thompson Edmond family in our prayers. Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Brief family, she lost her brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Duffy Johnson and the Brief Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the Berea families, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we thank God for the open scripture and the announcements and praying still for those souls who are on our prayer list and for all of you listeners who have been faithfully with us from the beginning and who have continued along with us, even for the ones who joined on the broadcast as we've been on this journey. Thank God for you. So at this time, we are going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen to bring forth the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. We thank God also for Evangelist Nadel Edmond. Praise the Lord for her. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for the opening scripture. Thank the Lord for all of the announcements. And we thank God for you once again taking the time to tune in with us on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. I tell you, today is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. And I know that had it not been for the Lord, we would not be here. But by the grace of God, we have another opportunity to give God the glory, to give him the praise that is due to his name. And I feel a praise welling up in me, hallelujah, and it's got to come out. Glory be to God. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to take a little time, a little praise break, if you will, and just render up a praise unto God, because he is worthy to be praised at all times, morning, night, and noon. Oh, glory to God. If you want to join in with me, you can do so. But this is a praise that's down on the inside, and I need to just open my mouth and let this praise come out. So you can join me. I'm praising him right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I bless your name. I honor
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You,
oh, yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise be to God. I thank God for just touching me. I thank him for manifesting himself and just always there for me and answering prayer. Hallelujah. And I, oh, God, a praise. Amen. And I recall our late Elder Barry Johnson. He used to sing that song, I owe God a praise, and he would sing it so until he almost kneeled. Well, he would kneel all the way down to the floor because he had to express how much he owed God. I owe God a praise. Oh, yes, Lord, we owe God a praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just a little stirred up this afternoon, and I just had to get that praise out. So we're going to get ready now to go to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. If you want to read along with me, go ahead and get your Bible. Amen. And before we get into the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name, O God. We ask that you will speak to us through your Word, O God, and that you will touch somebody's heart today. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. Somebody's waiting to be fed from your word, oh God. Their soul is hungry and need to be fed. We ask you, oh God, to spread the table, oh blessed Savior, that they may feast from your table. Have your way and let your will be done. Lord, we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I ask you to pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes as we go to the Word of God. And I'd like to invite your attention to the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. And I would like to cover the entire chapter of 21 verses if the Lord should lead that way. Amen. And I also have a couple other scriptures, Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verses 8 through 9. So I'll begin with Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 1, and it reads, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And if I didn't mention it before, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Verse 2 reads, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that fear me. But to Israel he said, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. I thank God for the reading of the word of God. And the day, the topic of this message is call on Jesus and be saved. Call on Jesus and be saved. The theme, we are saved by grace through faith. Amen. I thank God for this word, for these passages of scripture. And Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Rome, these days that we are living in. People are calling on this one or that one, but not calling on Jesus. For Jesus is the Savior of the world. He came into the world to save us from our sins. And he sacrificed his own life so that we can be saved. And if we can believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that God has raised him up from the dead, we can be saved. He will quicken our mortal body. For God has given him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Every knee is going to bow down and confess before the Lord. When Jesus appears on the scene, you may not want to acknowledge that Jesus is the Savior of the world, but in that day, you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Every eye is going to see Jesus, and every tongue is going to confess. Whether you believe him now or not, in that day, you will confess. Glory to God. But why not try him today? Call on Jesus and be saved. Apostle Paul had a love for the people of God, and he began to write to them saying that his heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He was concerned for their soul, and today so many people have been deceived, as the word of God lets us know that in these days that we're living in, many false prophets shall rise. And Lord knows there are false prophets everywhere, all around, and they have deceived the people and blinded their minds to the truth. Glory to God. But God is a merciful God. God has the power to save. It's as simple as believing that Jesus is the Son of God and calling on his name. For the scripture lets us know that whosoever shall call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Praise the Lord. And going back, how Romans outlines what is necessary to be saved. Praise God. This is a man of God who loved the church. He loved the people of God. And it didn't stop there, but his love extended to those who did not know the Lord, so much so that he prayed for them. And God gave him a special ministry to even reach those who didn't know the Lord, the ones that were referred to as the Gentiles, the people that were not a people, but God, he was so disappointed, I'll use, with his own, those who he had called, the ones he had stretched out his hand to all day long, and they disregarded him. They were disobedient, and they were gainsaying people. But this angered God, and he began to reach out to those who didn't know him, who were not a people, who didn't even seek after the Lord. And he did it to provoke his own people to jealousy, so much so that they would turn to the Lord, that they would obey the Lord and keep his commandments. Praise the Lord. But this is the power of deception. The enemy has deceived so many people, and they're going in the way of error. Praise the Lord. But this day and time, we need to preach Jesus everywhere we go. We need to tell somebody to call on Jesus and be saved. We need to let them know that if they can only have a small amount of faith, if they can only believe, and going to the Word of God, and let me just go back over these scriptures here in Romans, the 10th chapter, in the 8th verse, said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Just having faith, that word of faith, key to your salvation. All you have to do is have a little bit of faith and believe God. In the 9th verse, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. And this is it. This is what it takes. Believing that God has raised him from the dead. Because he did come and he died that we all might be saved. Hallelujah. But combining this faith along with your confession from your mouth, you have to believe it in your heart. You can say all you want, you believe, but when it comes from the heart and it is intertwined with your confession coming from your mouth, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Believing with all your heart, with no doubt in your heart, no wavering, but believing to that point. When you reach that point, glory to God, and make that confession, believing in your heart, you shall be saved. This is God's word, and God always keeps his promises. And then Apostle Paul explains that with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You need to say it from your mouth until you believe it. Glory to God. It may seem like you've been confessing Jesus, but haven't reached that level of belief, that level of faith that you need in order to get to salvation. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't turn back, but continue to go after the Lord. Just call on the name of Jesus, for there is power in that name. If you just call Jesus, something will happen. Oh, hallelujah. There is so much power in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that if you are dead, you can be raised from the dead. If you're sick, you can be healed and made whole. If you're not saved, you can be saved, hallelujah, just by calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of God is right, and we understand that it is by grace that we are saved through faith. It's God's grace. That's what God has given to us. It's a gift coming from God, something that we cannot deserve. We cannot deserve the grace of God. We can't earn the grace of God. There's nothing we can do to be worthy of this grace given to us freely by God himself. We can't do any works to get this grace. Amen. We can't do any good deeds to get this grace. Amen. It is a gift coming directly from God that he gives to us. The Lord has given us all a measure of faith. And if we use that faith to be saved, to be delivered, to be healed, to be helped, whatever we need God to do, if we can only believe, glory be to God, God will do it for us. Amen. Just calling on that name, something begins to happen every time. Oh, glory to God. The Lord will never fail us, but he'll always be there to see us through. Praise the Lord. And today, maybe you don't know him in the departing of your sins, but you don't have to let another day go by. You have the invitation right now to turn and give your life to Jesus, to decide this day that you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to decide today that you want to be saved from the wrath to come, from death and destruction. And the Lord, he will have mercy and he will save. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So today we extend the invitation to you to accept prayer, and we'll go to God on your behalf. Amen. Praying to the Lord as the man of God prayed and had a desire for the people of God. He was desiring that they might be saved. No matter what is going on or what was happening at the time, his desire and his prayer to God was that they might be saved. He wanted to see them saved. And God is a merciful God, and he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. This is what God wants for the world. Hallelujah. Everybody has the opportunity to be saved, but you must take advantage of it, because it's not going to always be available to you. There's a window of opportunity that opens, and at some point, that window can close. Glory be to God. As the Lord lets us know, his spirit shall not always strive with man. So while the Lord is striving with you, while the Lord is calling you and dealing with you, that's your window of opportunity. That's your time for salvation. That's your time for deliverance. Hallelujah. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let it be said too late. Glory, hallelujah. But call on Jesus now so that you can be saved. Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Have faith in God and let your faith reach out. At this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. Oh, yes, Lord. But let's believe God and take him at his word. Anything you need God to do, anything you desire from the Lord, go to God together and pray about it. Hallelujah. Bring all your burdens, all your troubles, and let's have a talk with the Lord. Let's put it all down before him. Lay it down before the Lord. Just go ahead and cast all of your cares on him because he cares for you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you. Oh, Lord, as humble as we know how, we ask for mercy, Lord. We ask for forgiveness. We ask, God, for salvation. In the name of Jesus, we are praying on behalf of those who have repented in their hearts, those who have decided to be your disciple. Oh, my God, we pray a special prayer for them right now that you will hear their cry and that you will look upon them while we're praying, Lord, and stretch forth your hand. Touch their heart, Lord. Touch their mind. Forgive their sins, Lord, and take away their sins. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, let your blood cover them. Let it wash and purify them from the inside out. Lord, clean them up right now and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord, let your spirit dwell inside and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you. There's no one who has gone too far that you cannot reach them, Lord. Oh, my God, your ears are not heavy that you cannot hear them, Lord Jesus. Your arms are not shortened that you cannot reach out and save them. Oh, my Lord, be merciful. Have mercy and save in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask you to look on all of those who are under the sound of our voice, who have cast their cares on you, who brought all their burdens and laid them down before you. Look on them one by one and name by name. Lord God, lift the heavy burdens. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Oh, my God, move in their behalf, oh, God. Move the obstacles out of the way, Lord. Move the hindrance in the name of Jesus. Those, oh, God, whose faith is a little weak, Lord, strengthen their faith today. Take away all doubt, all drawback, and all fear. Remove it right now and give them holy boldness in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy today, Lord. Look on the bereaved family, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you will give them comfort, that you will hold their hand, Lord, that you will walk by their side both day and night, Lord God. Let them feel the comfort of your love. Oh, Lord Jesus, wrap your loving arms around them and carry them through during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember those names that were called out on the prayer list and those that were not called. We pray, Lord, that you will look on the names that are written one by one, Lord God, and every one that is acquainted or associated with those names, Lord Jesus. Let a blessing come upon them, whatsoever they have desired or requested in prayer. We ask that you will grant it, Lord, and let it be done according to your holy will. But we believe you, Lord Jesus, and we have taken you at your word. And, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for salvation, oh God. We thank you for deliverance today. We thank you for encouragement. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit, for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you, hallelujah, for answering. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. We ask you to continue to bless, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, and whatever we didn't mention in the prayer that should have been mentioned, and perhaps it slipped our mind, oh God, we ask that you will regard it, oh God, and that you will honor it and grant it. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that anointed word of God coming through Evangelist Amina, that anointed prayer. And her title, I believe, was Call on Jesus and Be Saved. We are saved by faith. And truly, this took me back to the old time way. Well, back to my childhood when it seemed like nearly every altar call would turn into a tarry service because someone started calling on the name of Jesus and wanted to be saved. And we are saved by faith. And like she said, the enemy, he's attacking us because he doesn't want us to have faith, because he knows if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, that we can be saved. So we have to have that faith. And we have to believe in, and what I liked was when she said we have to combine the faith with our confession. I like that when she said we have to intertwine, it has to be intertwined. We can confess all day long, but if we don't believe in our hearts, then it's of nothing because we're just giving God this lip service. But when we believe in our hearts and confess it with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, we can be saved. Amen. I want to give an opportunity for any clergy that might be on the line to have remarks. And again, we do thank God for Evangelist Maybell. And she's not with us right on the broadcast today, but we thank God for her anyway. Any other clergy? Don't want to cut anyone off. Amen. We thank God for you anyway. And we'll go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Amin. God bless. Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. And we do thank the Lord for Evangelist May. As was mentioned, she may not be on here, but we know that she's praying along with us and for us. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
We thank God for all of you who continue to support this ministry. We thank the Lord, and we want you to know that we really do appreciate your prayers and all that you do to support us. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to ask you to continue to pray for those who are on the prayer list, especially the bereaved families. While they're going through, it's very difficult, it's very trying, it's very heavy, and much prayer is needed. So let us continue to lift them up before the Lord in our prayers. Amen. And also, we look forward to you supporting us and tuning in with us on our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, which will be Friday night at 7 p.m. Praise God. And then, until then, if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. And I encourage you to just think on the word of God. Don't forget God's word. Call on Jesus and be saved. We are saved by grace through faith. Amen. God bless you and good night.